بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. We carry on with سورة الواقعة. We turn to verse 54. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فشاربون عليه من الحميم. Then you will have to drink boiling water on top of it. Remember before we described to you the tree of Az-Zaqqum. Now on a hot day, you know, experiencing a heat wave, what is it that you want? You want ice, you want something cold, you want something that is really going to quench your thirst. And if someone came to you and they said, yeah, drink this, and by mistake you drank it and it was hot, your face expression would change. You're giving me something hot. I'm sweating. I want something cold. So when a visitor comes to your house, amongst the first practices that you need to make amal on is you need to give them water. Often we want to be, you know, fancy and bring this, that. First give them water. So verse 54, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, in this describing the wretched souls, we gave and we explained to you Az-Zaqqum, verse 54 here describes what drink will be given to them. فَشَارِبُونَ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْحَمِيمِ. Then they will have to drink boiling water on top of it. On top of that zakum and that tree, they will be given this year. فَشَارِبُونَ شُرْبَ الْهِيمِ. And to drink, verse 55, and to drink like camels suffering from the disease, شُرْبَ الْهِيمِ, the disease of overthirst. So when a camel has this disease, he just drinks and drinks and drinks and drinks. Overthirsty. It's a sickness as well. So even to you thirsty, you cannot get anything and you'll be forced to drink this boiling water. And this will be a sickness that you will have, if you can call it that, where you'll be over thirsty. And it's not satisfying, but nay, it's rather harmful for you. Allah then says in verse 56, هَذَا نُزُلُهُمْ يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. هَذَا نُزُلُهُمْ يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. This will be their entertainment on the Day of Judgment. This will be their entertainment on the Day of Judgment. You enjoyed it here in this world already. You had all the comforts. Allah subhanahu, if you look at the billionaires of the world today, you look at the trillionaires, those who are at the top. How many are actually Muslim? So Allah has granted it to them. Is it a form of benefit for them? Just the other day, someone told me this person has to go for so much of a psycho treatment and has to go for this, that. But I said, why must they go for all of this psychological treatment? Are they not happy? Don't they have so much of money? The immediate response is, now you give that response, not because you believe in it, but you like, but you just want to hear it from that person to say, so that your heart can be at peace, that yes, money is not everything. So what was the person's response when I said that? They said, money cannot buy happiness. Money cannot buy the world's happiness. So you've got it all in terms of financially, materially. But is that the determining factor for happiness? No, it's not. How beautiful is that? That you do not have to have what the kings of this world have. But even in your simple lifestyle, you can live like a king. As a person said, you are as old as you feel. So if you're 50 but you feel you're 20, like for me, for example, because we don't celebrate birthdays, you tend to lose track of your age sometimes. How old am I this year? You forget. You have to calculate. But before, you knew crown birthday, this birthday, that birthday. Now, years are passing. Days are passing. And yes, you are trying to better yourself. But you are not celebrating the fact that you became older. You don't celebrate something like that. It's this Western culture that has put you into this position. Hey, I need to have a birthday. What a whole load of scrap and filth we have adopted. Youngsters, if their father doesn't buy for them something on their birthday, it's like something that the father has done which is totally harmful for that son. He takes it in a bad light. My father didn't buy for me anything. My birthday just passed. He feels like a sword is put through his heart because no presents. Who said you have to get a present on? You know, all of this year, the fairy tale, the tooth fairy, your child's tooth breaks, you put it in the shoe. And your parents come at night and they put some coins in there. And you wake up in the morning and you say, it happened to us also. But they mess with us. They play around with us. And you wake up in the morning, you say, hey, for real, there's coins in here. You shake your shoe. There's money in there. Now what? Now that child grew up believing that there is such a thing called a tooth fairy. Meantime, the tooth fairy was your father or your mother. So this all, we start to believe that it needs to happen. It has to. If I put this tooth in, I must get some money. Birthday, I have to. It has to be celebrated. I need to get a whole lot of presents. If I don't, then. But who said you have to get anything? Speak about. Always go back. See Gaza. 1 year has passed. How many people's birthdays passed? What presents? What celebrations? Bombs. The sound of bombs. All of this. You cannot celebrate the fact that you're getting older. It should wake you up. But I'm saying, when you don't look at your age, there is a benefit in it because you're still stuck on that earlier age and you are as old as you feel. So if you feel young, alhamdulillah, you feel good. But if you constantly, hey, I'm old, I'm old, I'm old, then you're going to feel old and you're going to act like you're old. But we've seen young people become old quickly, or we've seen old people stay young. It is as you are old as you feel. Someone asked my honorable grandfather, and I said this a few times, but here it's relative, so we'll. They asked him at over 90, how do you stay so fit? How do you walk? How do you do all of this? He said, read, and people around, they thought he's going to say, walk, do this, do that. He said, look, you read one juz, one para of Quran every day, and that fresh air at the time of Fajr, make sure to breathe it in. Women who are at home, open your windows, read Salah, especially now it's not cold. Let that fresh air enter your lungs. This air is beneficial for you. This air is healthy for you. Make sure to breathe it in. keeps you young. It keeps you fresh. What they say, fresh air. This air keeps your lungs and your body fresh. And what they told us during COVID, no, block those lungs. Block your breathing channels. And you breathed in that stale air. Allah forgive us for following their ways once again. Anyway, coming back to this year. Verse 57, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نَحْنُ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ فَلَوْلَا تُصَدِّقُونَ We have created you, then why do you not appreciate it as true? So up until now, the three categories of people we've been speaking about. The current set of verses, they were warning of the atheists. They warn of the atheists, in fact. Those who completely deny judgment and life after death. They set up partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His worship. So this curtain of negligence and ignorance is there. And these verses tear down their beliefs. It tears down. You see, we're in this room. And we want the light to enter this room, but this curtain is blocking it. So I recall our teachers. If we're in a classroom, the curtains are closed, they would become agitated. Why is this room dark? Open it up. Let the sun come through. Let the light come through. They didn't like darkness in the day. Darkness is for the night. In the day, pull off those curtains. Let it come. Let the light come through. So this light that is blocking their hearts, if they read these verses with conviction, then they will also enjoy the light that is out there. Look at so many buildings out there of today. To save energy and electricity, they are making it glass. The walls, it's fully glassed. If you look outside, the entire building is glass. Why? There's a particular term, it's called ergonomics. So you get economics, one is ergonomics. Ergonomics is designing the workplace to be most suitable for the workers. And doing it in such a manner where you're not harming people, you're not harming the environment. All of this are factors contributing to a healthy workplace. The light intensity must be perfect for the worker so that he can function at optimum level. All of this. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to you and tells you, because let's be honest, today you are getting many Muslims. Well, let's rather rephrase it. Many people with Muslim names, but the beliefs are atheistic. It's going in that direction. There's no real conviction. Rejection of major core essential issues of Islam. And this year is driving us further and further away from success. These veils, if they were removed, and man is able to witness the creation of these things directly, without the mediation of these apparent causes, he will be forced to believe in Allah. However, Allah has made this world a venue of test. Therefore, whatever comes into existence comes under the veils of causes. Causes and effects. This. So wherever and whenever a secondary cause occurs, the effect necessarily follows. A casual observer, he assigns to every effect a secondary or extrinsic cause. Thus, he strays into this philosophy of causes and effects. Man does not seem to realize that the whole system of cause and effect ends with Allah. This is the principle. Allah Azza wa Jal, understand this, then you'll understand all of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do with means, without means, and against means. With means, without means, and against means. So you will learn all these terminologies, photosynthesis, and you will then cause and effect. There's no room for Allah's might and qudrat. Wa na'udhu billahi min dhalik. How many a time they told us this and it happened. So just recently, where the snow came down, so if they knew cause and effect so well, why didn't they give? They gave, yes, hinters, but why didn't they close the roads and make a big noise about it? So that nobody, you see, they always do not know the cause. So how are you going to know the effect? They claim to know, but they don't. Allah is in full power, and nothing can change this. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in another verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, in fact, in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, Allah asks this question, أَفْرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تُمْنُونَ. So tell me about the semen you drop. That a liquid, but bones, flesh, all of this is formed. Allah raises this question in the verse that comes thereafter, verse 58, now verse 59, Surah Al-Waqi'ah. أَأَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Is it you who create it, or are we the creator? See, they will speak about sperm banks, this, that, and make it seem like they have this capability and capacity, but they can't produce even that liquid from nothing that is going to produce human beings. They will show you robots. They will show you, which fails half the time. Elon Musk and his billionaire Tesla company. Four people died yesterday in the electric cars of Elon Musk's. And he's speaking about robotic taxis to be released soon. Robotic taxis means you don't need to press an accelerator. These cars, these vehicles move on their own. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guide us, put us onto the straight path. Look at the question Allah is raising. أَأَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Is it you who created, or are we the creator? They can't produce something like that. Yet that same liquid, if it comes onto your clothing, you would not like that smell on you. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.